For 364 days of the year, Washington, D.C. is about as funny as daytime C-SPAN. But for just one night, the White House and the journalists who cover it put aside their differences, put on their tuxes and gowns, and come together for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Celebrities, journalists, and politicians gathered Saturday night for the annual dinner, sometimes known as Nerd Prom, an event so popular there's even a documentary on Washington's biggest night. It's a chance for the president to relax and crack a few jokes of his own. And in case they fall flat, he is followed by a bit from an actual comedian. This year it was Saturday Night Live cast member Cecily Strong. In the past, it's been other big names like Stephen Colbert and Seth Meyers. And Keegan-Michael Key made a surprise appearance as Luther, Obama's angry translator, a character from his Comedy Central show Key and Peele. Here are the funniest moments from the night. Obama's best jokes. On Joe Biden. The fact is, I feel more loose and relaxed than ever. Those Joe Biden shoulder massages are like magic. You should try one. Oh, you have? Advisors ask me, do you have a bucket list? And I said, well, I have something that rhymes with bucket list. Take executive action on immigration? Bucket. New climate regulations? Bucket. On how tough it is to be president. It's no wonder people keep pointing out how the presidency has aged me. John Boehner's already invited Netanyahu to speak at my funeral. On Obamacare. Today, thanks to Obamacare, you no longer have to worry about losing your insurance if you lose your job. You're welcome, Senate Democrats. On the Republicans. Dick Cheney says I'm the worst president of his lifetime. Which is interesting because I think Dick Cheney is the worst president of my lifetime. What a coincidence. On Hillary Clinton. I have one friend. Just a few weeks ago, she was making millions of dollars a year, and now she's living out of a van in Iowa. On his bromance with Biden. We've gotten so close that in some places in Indiana, they won't serve us pizza anymore. On the weather and the media. The polar vortex caused so many record lows, they named it MSNBC. On the possibility of a Bernie Sanders campaign. Apparently, some people want to see a pot-smoking socialist in the White House. We could get a third Obama term after all. Cecily Strong's best jokes. On the mood in the room. This is a chance for all of you to unwind, relax, and laugh as soon as you notice someone slightly more powerful than you is laughing. On C-SPAN. To some viewers watching at home on C-SPAN, hello. To most viewers watching at home on C-SPAN, meow. On the location. It is great to be here at the Washington Hilton, is something a prostitute might say to a congressman. On the media guest list. BuzzFeed is here, but I can give you a listicle of 17 reasons why they shouldn't be. On Brian Williams. What can I say about Brian Williams? Nothing, because I work for NBC. On Serial and the Jinx. Sarah Koenig must be so pissed about the Jinx. It's like Serial, but with an ending. On the president's absence from Paris after the Charlie Hebdo attack. Paris is so beautiful. Mr. President, you should really think about going there sometime. On Senator Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton is a senator and not a rabbit from an old racist Disney cartoon. On the 2016 Republican race. Marco Rubio makes Mitt Romney seem relaxed on the air. I just hope he gets comfortable in front of a camera before he has to go on to endorse Jeb Bush. On Rand Paul. Rand Paul announced he's taking over the family's not being president business. On Obama's graying hair. Your hair is so white now it can talk back to the police. On what Obama and Madonna have in common. You've both given this country so much, but in a year and a half, you gotta stop. This article posted by Charlotte Alter.